Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
All right, well, I want everyone to zero in as though we were just seated about across a table from one another in the room, where I could actually reach out and take you by the hand. Jesus said that he would be with us in the valley of the shadow of death. Now, we've helped a lot of people who were dying. We've given them clean water. We've fed them. We've saved their lives. We've set them free all over the world. But I know what it is to walk through the valley of the shadow of death because we lost our beautiful baby girl when she was 40 years old, 40 years of sowing nothing but life, three beautiful children, the most beautiful Christian witness a person could ever hope to know. Mm. And we had to go to our daughter's funeral and listen to her three children get up and deliver the most incredible statements. Pastor Willie George said, I've been pastoring for 45 years and never in my life have I ever heard anything like this. Oh. There is no way for me to tell your listeners how much my heart aches, but only the Lord could hold me up. And let me just say to everyone listening, and I'm sure you did too, Susie, people prayed for me and Betty, and you held our broken heart in your arms. You see, we can talk about the hold that Jesus has when he puts his arms around us and pulls us up to his heart, but when you can see that and feel it in others, and we did, we were able to walk through that because people walked through us. And this is the Jesus that wants to reach out to everybody right now. It's got a broken heart. They don't have a good job. And I want to say to everybody that's worried about unemployment and not having a job, I want to say everybody that's got a job better get concerned. Because if we continue trusting the federal government and Pharaoh as our source, we're not going to have any jobs in America. We're all going to be slaves. Now, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that. We're going to absolutely be slaves to a system that's corrupt. We got to look under the mountains, the hills from whence cometh our help. And so I'm saying to everyone here, please listen to me. We have a comforter. We have one who will direct our steps. He will reach out and take you by the hand and walk through the storms. You can hang on to him because he's hanging on to you. And if you find yourself in a pit, I don't care if, as Beth Moore says, if it's a pit that you were thrown in or you fell in or you dug it yourself and found yourself in it, Jesus is leaning down, inclining his ear to you right now, and I believe extending his hand. I do not believe he's shaming you. I don't believe he's calling you stupid child and how did you get in there and you shouldn't have been in there. I believe he's looking down and extending his hand and saying, would you just look up? I incline my ear. Would you just call unto me? I will lift you up out of a horrible pit. I will set your feet on a solid rock. I will establish your ways and I will be your shelter.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.